super PACs. Hate them or love them? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You know what super PACs are? Those organizations spawned by the Supreme Court's corporations are people ruling, and we all hate them, I know, but what about this? A super PAC called the Campaign for Primary Accountability, which claims to seek only one thing, to take away the advantage of incumbency. In Tuesday's Ohio primary, they targeted two congressional incumbents, Democrat Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, who managed to hold on, and Republican Gene Schmidt, who did not.
Four-term incumbent Gene Schmidt was ousted by physician and military veteran Dr. Brad Wenstrup.
Dr. Brad Wenstrup, who'd raised a pathetic $100,000 before the super PAC dumped another $53,000 into attack ads like this.
Congresswoman Gene Schmidt was named most corrupt by a Washington watchdog group.
Nasty, but effective. The PAC was founded by author and private investor Eric O'Keefe, who led the term limits movement, and when that fizzled, decided the best way to get incumbents out was to target them during the primaries, where a few votes can make a big difference. And his next target? Longtime Alabama Representative Spencer Bacus, who's being investigated for stock trades he made during the big fiscal kaboom of 2008. Typical of incumbents who faced little opposition, says Mr. O'Keefe.
You can tend to drift into thinking you're like royalty.
Bacchus says O'Keefe hasn't done his research, to which O'Keefe says, read my $1.9 million. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.